From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Pope Francis injects himself into U.S. politics. Pope Francis did just that. Put himself into the U.S. presidential race Thursday, suggesting that Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is not Christian because of his proposal to build a massive wall on the southern U.S. border with Mexico to keep out migrants headed to the United States. The pontiff offered his comments on his flight back to Rome after a visit this week to Mexico, where he celebrated Mass at an outdoor plaza Wednesday just a few hundred meters across the border from the U.S. state of Texas, the destination of many migrants coming from Mexico and Central America.
E poi una persona che pensa...
The Pope said a person who thinks only about building walls, whatever they may be, and not building bridges, said he is not Christian. Francis said this is not in the gospel. The Pope said he would give Trump the benefit of the doubt because he had not heard independently of Trump's wall-building plans, a staple in the Republican candidate's campaign speeches. Trump, a Presbyterian, said at a campaign rally in the Atlantic coastal state of South Carolina that the pontiff's comments were not a nice thing to say.
For a religious leader, to question a person's faith is disgraceful. I'm proud to be a Christian, and as president, I will not allow Christianity to be consistently attacked and weakened, unlike what is happening now with our current president.
Trump, a billionaire real estate mogul, said that if Islamic State terrorists ever attacked the Vatican, the seat of the papacy could only help that Donald Trump was the U.S. president to respond to them. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama confirmed Thursday he'll visit Cuba next month to advance progress in relations between the two nations and efforts that can improve the lives of the Cuban people. Writing on Twitter, Obama also vowed to raise human rights issues in talks with officials in the communist-led nation. The Cuba trip suggests Obama remains determined to push ahead with what he sees as a legacy achievement before leaving office a year from now. Since the historic thaw in ties was announced in December of 2014, Obama has made steady progress breaking down diplomatic barriers with a former Cold War enemy. The successes include restoring diplomatic relations and reopening embassies in each other's capitals. The U.S. removed Cuba from its list of state sponsors of terrorism, and Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro have talked regularly and met twice. Doctors Without Borders say the airstrikes on its hospital in Idlib province in northern Syria were probably carried out by the Syrian government-led coalition predominantly active in the region. Lisa Schlein has more for BOA from Geneva.
MSF Director of Operations in France, Isabelle de Fourny, tells BOA the hospital staff is convinced the attacks were intentional and the Syrians and probably the Russians were involved.
Because they were targeted three times, this hospital was already targeted three times in the past month by Syrian air forces. It is a possibility that Russian air forces are involved.
De Fourny says MSF kept the location of its hospital secret from Syrian and Russian authorities for reasons of safety. She says this difficult decision was taken because many MSF-run hospitals, where the GPS coordinates were known, have been repeatedly attacked during the past 5 years of war. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkish warplanes hit Kurdish rebel positions in northern Iraq hours after Wednesday's car bombing in Ankara that killed 28 people and wounded dozens. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, but Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu Thursday accused a member of the Syrian Kurdish group YPG of being behind the blast, which occurred as military buses waited for a traffic light near parliament and military headquarters. The Turkish leader vowed strong retaliation for the attack, a development that threatens to further complicate the Syria conflict. The man hoping to break Yoweri Museveni's 30-year grip on Uganda's presidency was briefly arrested on Thursday, and the government shut down social media sites as voters cast their ballots under the gaze of police and soldiers in riot gear. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.